Good morning and welcome to the matinee. The 8th of July 2018, and we will hear a speech by Elad Kaspin, who is dear to my heart. It is his first speech here in the aula in a matinee frame. I'm not sure he's excited, but I am. So feel relaxed, I take it. Yeah. He was born and raised in Israel and chose to leave the country and come to Portugal 6 years ago. And he bought a land 10 minutes away from Tamara, at that time not knowing that he's moving to a place so close to an intentional, international, big community, a peace research center, education center that will actually affect his life so strongly. And so he started to come to Tamara, live, study, work in Tamara. He's currently supporting a specialist with his IT skills, programming skills in the frame of the political department. And he just came back from a journey to Israel, first time as a political activist, joining a peace retreat, a camp that was held with the organization of the Lighthouse near the Gaza border to bear witness to the global and national war situation and to connect with possible peace visions. And he came back with a very moved and shaken heart, and this is what he will share with us, what he experienced there and how it affects his thinking and life. And the title he chose is I Shall Not Hate. Welcome.
Good morning. So I am excited. I did not really prepare anything to say, but I feel just guided by the deep knowing that I need to speak and that I should share where I come from and what did I experience. I live in Portugal. This is my answer for the past years to the question, where do I come from? I didn't say where I come from. I would say, I live here. I would totally deny my past and my roots. I would find so hard in my heart to identify myself in this circle, in this story of people, of Israelis, of Jewish people who, to my understanding, are part of a story that is just not them, not who they are. When I came to understand and to learn about the atrocities, the violence, the cruelty that is inflicted in Israel towards Palestinians, I could not accept it, and I ran away from the country. And I come now from a very moving gathering, a gathering held 3 kilometers next to the border of Gaza, a gathering of Israelis, Palestinians, internationals, that came to acknowledge that Gaza is here, that we cannot hide from it and we cannot run away from it. We have to look at it in the eyes, we have to face it. And I was, for the first time I feel in my life, I was becoming more aware of this cycle that I've been living in, this victim-perpetrator cycle, where I would shift from one side to the other. I grew up in a normal Israeli family, not to right, not to left, not to extreme. And I remember from very, very young age, I was introduced to this phenomena, this concept of The problem with the Arabs, it was called. I remember the first time that we went into underground bunkers to flee from missiles falling from the sky, or the first time that a civil bus was exploded by a suicide bomber. I remember this as if there were normal events in my childhood, and these events shaped my perception of how I look at the Arabs, the Palestinians. What started from curiosity as a child turned into the inability to understand how things like that can happen, and it turned into anger. It turned into hatred. I remember as a child having very, very strong opinions against Arabs. I remember feeling being a victim. Us, the Israelis, the Jewish people, the chosen people by God. This is what we are taught from very young age. We were promised this holy land. It is our right to take it, and anything we do that is under the principle of self-defense, self-preservation, is not only justified, but it is our birth given by God. This is where I come from. The same narrative accompanied me when I was in the military and when I was facing these atrocities everywhere. It felt right. It felt like somebody needs to settle the score, because these monsters, those Palestinians, those terrorist, inhumane creatures, have to be taught otherwise. And I realized I did not see them as people, not as humans. I completely dehumanized them. I made an us and a them. And it wasn't my idea. This was the common dialogue. You would hear this everywhere. And at some point, this war mentality, it struck such deep roots in my heart that I realized I closed for compassion, not only against the Arabs, but towards everyone. I remember, I think a month ago, I was in a community space, and then came the song Allahu Akbar, and everybody around me started singing this song. And my immediate response was I wanted to crawl into a little shell and disappear, because where I come from, these words, Allahu Akbar, they are the sentence associated with those suicide bombers that would scream this just before they detonate themselves, killing innocent people along with them. And in that moment, in that community space, my heart closed. But then I made a choice, and I realized, where am I? Who are all these people? They are all singing a song which literally means God is great. They are singing for peace. They are singing for reconciliation. How can I close to such a frequency? And it was in that evening that I actually decided to go to Israel now, to this gathering. And I want to share, there is a lot I can share about this gathering, but I want to share in particular one conversation that moved me very much. It was a conference call, an online conference call made with peace activists from around the world, people from Tamera, all of us participants in the Lighthouse, and a woman from Gaza. And this woman was the first face that I associated with this narrative, with this story that I grew up of these monsters. And instead of a hideous, ugly, angry monster, I suddenly saw a beautiful young woman, mother, light being. She shared about her life, how it is to grow up as a refugee in a refugee camp without money, no work, occasional food, electricity, a few hours a day, water, can be some days off, one day on. A child that cannot sleep in at night because of all the constant bombings and military drones that are 24/7 in the air, making a lot of noise. She shared this, and I couldn't help getting flashbacks from me being a 17-year-old teenager who was sent to Poland by the Israeli school to bear witness of the concentration camps, of how us Jews were so much persecuted and dehumanized by the occupation of the Nazis. And I remember it triggered the same point in my heart, where I realized this, the way that she lives and many others, there's no reason that it cannot be that any human being deserves such a life. Only this time, it's not they, the Nazis, and it's not 6 years. It's us, my country, my people, and it's been going on for 70 years now. And despite all of that, this woman, who has all the right to be angry, to hate, to demonstrate, she was the most joyful person I've seen in that journey. She kept smiling constantly. She had a spark in her eyes. She could not resonate with this reality of war, even though she was living it. She did not blame anyone. She had no sense of accusation in her voice. Nothing. She was just so touched and moved by the fact that there are so many people on her screen, just like her, who see peace as reality. This is what she saw. She told us about her dreams. How will her children grow up? How did she teach herself in the internet to write, to dance, to sing, her hobbies? And the more she spoke, I felt my whole system is just being dissolved and rewired and reassembled all over again. I realized I spent so much time in my life hating those terrorist Arabs, and then hating those fascist Israelis, hating everyone, generalizing that everybody is the same. And then I see this woman, and if she doesn't hate, who am I to hate? I felt in that moment that it was the first time I really zoomed out of this cycle that I was constantly identifying with, this victim, perpetrator, this Israeli, Palestinian. For the first time, I realized I cannot choose a side anymore. And I felt how this woman's heart infected me with love, with peace. It was just contagious. No one could stay indifferent to such a frequency. And then it was clear to me, this is my task, and this is why my soul chose this setting to come into this world, where I need to be such a source of love, of peace, that radiates around me and in my surrounding when people can be infected by this love. I feel this is the key in the peace work that we talk about here so often in Tamara, I feel this is the inner shift from this separation of not seeing one another to love, to see and believe, to know another reality. It's as if, without knowing or not have ever heard of Tamara before, this woman has somehow encapsulated or incorporated this principle of seeing a new reality. This just struck me so much. I feel she is really, she and many others like her, she's not the only one that can see this reality. They hold the key for making this global shift, for start being a cooperation partner. She holds the vision of the Healing Biotopes plan without ever hearing the name. She has what it takes, and many others do. There are so many light points on this planet, and we can just connect to them using the right frequency. Yes, I want to thank you for this opportunity, and I want to pray and invite the guidance and the powers that are needed for each and every one of us to walk on this planet, to bear witness of the pain, and yet to see a healed picture, to see a healed reality, to know that peace is coming. It is. There's just no other possible way. Thank you.